Hi, this is Chris Kirchhoff, President and CEO of PlanCorp. Global markets finished the third quarter lower as the Federal Reserve aggressively hiked interest rates to combat inflation. As of the end of the third quarter, the S&P 500 is down about 24% on the year. However, the picture isn't quite as bad when you zoom out a little. Despite the current market losses, the five-year total return of the S&P 500 as of quarter end is still an annualized 9.66%, while the 10-year performance is an astounding 11.9%. Zooming out helps us remember that things have been good for quite some time. If you've followed PlanCorp's perspectives for the past several years, you know that we are constantly reminding people, in both good times and bad, that market losses are normal. In fact, this type of drawdown should be expected every handful of years. That's why we plan on them. The financial planning we do for our clients assumes losses of a similar magnitude and frequency as we've experienced in the past. While each market downturn is unique, they are to be expected and planned for. Now, the one thing that all downturns have in common is that they eventually end. As of this recording, a 31% gain is needed to return to the previous peak. If it took 3 years from today to return to the previous high, a timeline that would far exceed past bear market durations, the annualized price return would be 9.5% a year, and that doesn't even include dividends. If we were to fully recover in 2 years, the annualized price gains would be 14.6% per year, which is well above historical averages. And if we got back to the previous peak in 1 year, the price gain would be just a little over 31.3% over the next 12 months. While you might be feeling that the current environment is risky, those future returns suggest the opposite. Much of the risk may have already been realized. That's not to say prices couldn't fall further, but at some point they will turn, and it won't be obvious to anyone sitting in cash that the downtrend is over. We will continue to share our perspectives at PlanCorp.com, so please be sure to subscribe and let us help you get through this uncomfortable investing environment. Thanks for listening, and head to PlanCorp.com/Alexa for related articles and important disclosures.